Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Merry Christmas. This is episode number 20 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is Surviving the Holidays. I am so happy to have with me today two women who have worked for years in helping those who are grieving, not just through the holidays, but grieving, period. They have a ministry at Calvary Chapel, Chester Springs, in Chester Springs, Pennsylvania. And their grieving ministry has helped a multitude of individuals, not just women. And so I'm so happy to have with me today Ginger and Gail, and how they are so willing to come today to just share with you how to make it through the holidays if you have lost a loved one recently. Now, I don't have my mother or my father with me, and I know that during the holidays, it can be a rough time. But especially if you have recently lost someone that you love, I pray that you would listen to both of them, because they are a wellspring of wisdom and able to give you practical insight in regards to what God would have you to do this holiday. So right now, I'm going to turn you over to both of them, and we will start with Gail, and Gail will share, and then we'll have Ginger share as well. And we pray that you will be blessed. Thanks, Gail, for being here today.
Oh, well, thank you, Paula. And I just wanted everyone to know that we realize that the holidays, the pain is still there, and it might be more intense. And we also want you to know that your holidays are going to be different from now on. Some of the helpful hints are to let others know exactly how you feel. Don't hide your feelings. They won't know what to do unless you actually tell them. And we don't want you to get any kind of bad habits to try to numb the pain, because you have to work through it. We want you to make new plans to try to change the old ways a little that you did, and to know what you want to do and what you can do, and not be afraid to make a new change. We also want you to make lists, because that'll help you adjust and help others know how to help you through it and how to be involved in what you need to change. There's going to be emotional attacks, so try to remember what will trigger this and try to create a new tradition and to rely on just the insight and the knowledge that you have in your feelings, and that will direct you. Remember to go slow and to know that you don't have to do everything, and you only have to do what you want to do. Don't give in to guilt, and remember that you are doing the best you can at this time. So go easy and be relaxed as much as you can each day. As far as the invitations go, you can always say not at this time, I'll call you later on. Feel free to change them and not to commit, because it's going to be overwhelming to have so much at one time. We ask that you drive yourself to different places so that there's not any pressure. When you want to leave, you can just go and leave, and you don't have to worry about anyone taking you home. And remember, it's going to take a while, and each year will be different. But in time, you'll be able to get through these holidays with a new set of traditions, with a wonderful feeling in the future that the Lord is with you. And here's Ginger.
Thank you, Gail, so much. And Ginger, we're so happy that you're with us today as well. All right, Ginger, what would you have us to know?
Okay, besides everything that Gail said, Isaiah 55:2 tells us to let God nurture you. So let that happen. Get with people that love the Lord, that are there to support you. Some coping strategies as well are keep the number to your pastor, to your close friend, right there taped next to the phone. You want to be able to get them when you need them. Set the boundaries. Reach out also to others. Don't just sit home and wallow in the pain. And we know it's difficult, but if you can get up and give to others, the focus of your pain is lost a bit. And it helps you realize that there are so many others out there that really could use the gifts that you have to give. Another thing is you do not have to have the same traditions every year. Maybe this year you change it up a bit. If you always decorate it, maybe this year you do it lighter or you don't do it at all. Nothing's wrong except to anesthetize. And the other thing is if you are really, really feeling low and you feel like you may want to take your life and there's nothing worth living for, please, please, please reach out and get the help that you might need during this time, because it is going to be difficult. It is going to be hard. We're not here to say that it's going to be easy, because it's not. It's not at all.
Boy, what some great insight that they've given us already. And I mean, that was a load. I had shared with them that we only have a small amount of time, but boy, they've given you some really great advice. I mean, if you will just listen to this podcast over and over and just take at least a couple of these points and put them into practice, you'll even be better off during this season. And these two women, and you could just hear it in their voice, God has called them to this ministry. They feel this. They know what you're going through. They have been through different situations themselves that God is using their lives so that they can pour into you. So I'm privileged to be here with both of them. I know them. They're Bible study students, and they love the Lord. And so is there anything else?
I have thought of a few other things. You want to make sure you take care of yourself physically. Get out, get sunshine. Another thing is the holiday parties. As Gail said, drive to them, but maybe you want to let them know ahead of time you're just going to be there for an appetizer. You may have to leave, or you may just go for dessert. Another thing is let people know that you may want to remember your loved ones. Some people are afraid to talk about it. Some people, they don't know, so you have to give them the clues. Say you'd like them to bring a favorite memory of theirs that if you do want to talk about them, you know, if they could share that at the time. So everyone's going to be different again. Yeah. So just be sure to share what your need is, because most people want to do that. Yeah. They want to do what's best for you.
Oh, that is so wonderful. This is a great podcast that I thank God. If you know someone, maybe you're not the one grieving, but you know someone or you have a family member or a friend who is going through some grief right now, please direct them to this podcast, because, again, the advice that has been given here is very beneficial. Is there anything else that either one of you?
I just want you to know that you're not alone in this, that there are others, and they're being willing to help if you just let them know. And most of all, know that Jesus loves you and that he is caring about you, and he will comfort you. Just reach out to him, and we will be praying for anybody who hears this podcast.
Most definitely. We have definitely been praying over this podcast, and we know that our Lord has come at this time so that we will know that he is with us and that we are not alone, and to help us to have the strength and the ability that is beyond ourselves, because he has made a way for us to be in Christ Jesus. And so that's what Christmas is all about.
Also, they can go to the griefshare.org website /holidays to get some more ideas and watch some videos if they want to reach out.
That's a good point. Can you repeat that, Ginger?
It's griefshare.org /holidays, and it'll show them some videos, some reference materials, and some Bible references.
I know, because really the Word of God is where the power is it not? I mean, yes, amen. Yes, amen. Well, I tell you, it has been such a pleasure for me to be able to be here with both of them, with Ginger and Gail. And I tell you, I appreciate Gail and Ginger. They're such a blessing to me individually as a person as well. And I knew I could turn to them during this time to try to help you and to encourage you. I am just blessing God and just praising God for this opportunity. And again, we all want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. And just remember, God is with you. And for that purpose, you can smile. Know that Jesus loves you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.